morning, neighbor. How are you today? Time again for Moments of Melody. A group of men were waiting at a steamship office to be interviewed for a job as wireless operator. They spoke so loudly that they didn't hear the dots and dashes that began coming over the loudspeaker. Suddenly, one man snapped to attention, walked into the private office, and later came out smiling. One of the group called out, "How did you get in ahead of us? We were here first." "One of you would have gotten a job," he replied, "if you had listened to the message from the loudspeaker." "What message?" they asked in surprise. "Why, the code," the stranger answered. "It said, 'The man I need must be on the alert. The first man who gets this message and comes directly into my private office will be placed on one of my ships as operator.'" That man was alert, and he got the message. St. James wrote in his epistle, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear." St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. "Insofar then as you have to live upon this earth, consider yourselves dead to worldly contacts. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, dirty-mindedness, uncontrolled passion, evil desire, and the lust for other people's goods, which last, remember, is as serious a sin as idolatry. It is because of these very things that the holy anger of God falls upon those who refuse to obey him. And never forget that you had your part in those dreadful things when you lived that old life." Are you tired of that old life? Possibly today you've heard God's voice speaking to you. He knows your name. He's calling your name. Will you answer and believe?